Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
Yeah, John.
We're coming up to the news, but we didn't want this day to go by without celebrating the career. It's like you've given it off. It's like you're retiring. The time with us of John C. Clark. And we thought it'd be great if a couple of Clarkie's favourite players on the way through could come in and just share in our despair that we're saying goodbye to our great mate.
Well, just a couple of them. Emotion. Yeah.
The raw emotion. A couple of them have said, John, who? One or two have said, not that. No, not coming on with that. No, he's burnt me in the past. Obviously, he said things about me on Twitter. But I am absolutely delighted that one of these, and I know this for a fact, he loves this bloke. He loved him at Melbourne. He loves him at Port Adelaide, wish he'd never left the D's. But he loves Jack Watts. And I am absolutely thrilled that Jack Watts has come on to share in your and my sadness today, Bob, with the end of our time together with Clarkie. Jack, thanks for being part of a really sad day here for us on Drive, mate. Appreciate you coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me, boys. It's an emotional day for all of us, I guess. But I just got off the phone with my mate, Maxi Gorn. I'm going to have a little socially distant walk with him in a couple of minutes. But we both shared a bit of a moment for Clarkie. And, I feel for you, boys.
Jack, it's obviously pretty raw for us, the on-air team and Coxie, you know, back in this studio. But what's the emotion been like amongst, you know, the demon sort of comrades? Has there been, you know, texts and messages from past players of generations gone by?
Yeah, well, look, they pretty much sort of threw me out a couple of years ago and I basically didn't hear from them since, Bob. And then all of a sudden this week it's sort of been like one big reunion, you know, coming back together, and that's all thanks to Clarkie. So, I can't thank him enough.
He's the glue.
And he is. He's the glue that's pulled me back, and, you know, I'm off to have, as I said, a little walk with Gorney and Gus Brayshaw and Petrarca in about half an hour, and we're going to have a good chat and reminisce about our mate Clarkie. So, yeah, emotional.
It is emotional. It is. It's really getting us where we live at the moment, Jack. He's always had this view that he thinks he's of enormous. He could be of enormous value at a footy club, Jack. He knows enough about the way footy clubs are run and the people inside them. He thinks he could bring something to a footy club that most clubs are lacking. And he reckons, and he would love to be this at Melbourne. He reckons he could be the walker, and he thinks. He thinks that sometimes players just need to go for a walk, and he would be
the runner.
One.
Yeah, not the runner. We've got runners. No, just the walker.
Yeah. As part of your training.
Slow it down a bit.
Yeah, just go for a walk. Come on, Jack. Yeah, maybe one of those days when your form was just not where you wanted it to be and you're a bit flat. Clarkie, you just tap you on the shoulder and say, come on, we're going for a walk today. And you might go for an hour and a half, go get a cup of coffee on the way. Do you think he could be of some use to a footy club in that role?
Well, I mean, if the story that he told at a dinner that I went to a long time ago with him is anything to go by, about a couple of brothers down in Tasmania, I think he'd be of great comedic value to someone who's out of form, who's down, struggling, because, you know, that happens a fair bit, doesn't it?
Right. He doesn't. We don't need to know that he's furthering that story still, is he? He's got one golf club in his bag, and that's one he pulls out whenever he needs to find the fairway. Oh, God.
It's stuck with me, I'll tell you what.
Hey, Jack, thanks for being part of it, mate. It's a sad day for all of us here in the Drive family. You've eased our pain and suffering ever so slightly for being part of it, mate.
No, absolute pleasure. Are we following the PGA, Andy, this week?
Well, in fact, Jack, I wanted to mention that. The Australians are flying, and I'm glad you've brought it up, Jason Day, because Bob's a bit a golf skeptic. He doesn't really believe in the game.
I'll let you two chatter. I'll put the kettle on. You guys chat about the golf.
Well, Jason Day, I mean, 5 years since he won it there, Jack, and he's made a beautiful start.
And he's well and truly back, isn't it? And I was checking, he's only 32 years old. He's got plenty of time left in him. And, good to see him back in form. Hopefully Scotty can sort of get that putter going and we'll see how we go.
And see a couple of the boys over in Europe overnight went pretty nicely too. Jason Scrivener and Min-Woo Lee are going quite nicely, tied for second in the big Europe, the English Open over there. So there's a bit to like about what the boys and girls are doing at the moment.
Well, Min-Woo's swing, Andy, I tell you what, when I watch him swing a golf club, it just starts to, the tingles start to get me.
This has been the best call of the year. Thanks. You can come on. Anytime you want to come on and talk golf, you've got our number now. Just you don't be a stranger.
Good on you, boys.
Good on you, mate.
And I miss you too, Bob. I miss you, Bob.
Likewise, mate. Right back at you, mate. My heart goes
for footy, Toyota tour bus, take me back.
Oh, is there a story there, is there?
Oh, all right, Sandy. What happens on tour stays on tour?
Righto. Well, maybe you, that's Bob, right, can tell more about that story after the news. Hey, Jack, look after yourself, mate. Thanks for being part of it.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
You're good, a good on you, man. Jack White's joining us. We'll get this bus story after the latest from the newsroom.